I'm going to be reading a book this morning, The Old Woman Who Lived in a Vinegar Bottle. And this is a story from England. It was first published there in 1924. But it's actually a variation on a story that can be found in more than 30 countries. Let's see one. There once was an old woman who lived in a vinegar bottle. Don't ask me why. It was a common old vinegar bottle, unusually large, of course. Still, it did make a very small house. Every day, the old woman would sit on her step and complain, "Oh, what a pity, what a pity, 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 that I should have to live in a tiny house such as this. Why, I should be living in a cottage with a thatched roof and roses growing up the walls. That's what I deserve." Just then, a fairy happened to be passing by. "I can do that," thought the fairy. "If that's what she wants, then that's what she'll get." And to the old woman, she said, "When you go to bed tonight, turn around 3 times and close your eyes. In the morning, see what you shall see." The old woman thought that the fairy was likely batty, but when she went to bed that night, she turned around 3 times and closed her eyes. In the morning, when she opened them again, she was in a dear little cottage with a thatched roof and roses growing up the walls. "It's just what I've always wanted," she said. "How content I'll be living here." But she said not a word of thanks to the fairy. Well, the fairy went north and the fairy went south. The fairy went east and the fairy went west. She did all the business she had to do. And then she started thinking, "I wonder how that old woman is doing, the one who used to live in the vinegar bottle." But when the fairy came near, there stood the old woman complaining, "Oh, what a pity. What a pity, 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 that I should have to live in a tiny cottage like this. Why, I should be living in a fine roadhouse with curtains at the windows and a brass knocker at the door." "I can do that," thought the fairy. "If that's what she wants, then that's what she'll get." And to the old woman, she said, "When you go to bed tonight, turn around 3 times and close your eyes. In the morning, see what you shall see." The old woman didn't have to be told twice. She went right to bed. She turned around 3 times and closed her eyes. In the morning, when she opened them, she was in a spanking new roadhouse with lace curtains at the windows and a brass knocker at the door. "It's just what I've always wanted," said the old woman. "I'll be so contented here." But she never said a word of thanks to the fairy. Well, the fairy went north, the fairy went south, the fairy went east, and the fairy went west. She did all the business she had to do. Then she thought about that old woman, you know the one who used to live in the vinegar bottle. She went to check on her. But when the fairy came to the fine roadhouse, there sat the old woman in her brand new rocking chair, complaining, "Oh, what a pity, what a pity, 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 that I should have to live in a roadhouse like this with common folk on either side. I should live in a mansion on the hill with servants to do my bidding. That's what I deserve." When the fairy heard that, she was much amazed. But she said, "Well, if that's what she wants, that's what she'll get." And to the old woman, she said, "When you go to bed tonight, turn around 3 times, close your eyes. In the morning, see what you shall see." Well, you can imagine that the old woman went to bed a little early that night. Turned around 3 times, closed her eyes, and when she woke up, she was in a mansion on a hill. "This is just what I've always wanted," said the woman. "How contented I'll be here." But it never occurred to her to think the fairy. Well, the fairy went north, the fairy went south, the fairy went east, and the fairy went west. She did all the business she had to do. Then she remembered the old woman again. "I wonder how that old woman's getting along, the one who used to live in the vinegar water." When she came near, there sat the old woman in her velvet chair, complaining. "Oh, what a pity, what a pity, 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 that I should have to live in an old mansion like this. Why, I should be a queen living in the palace with musicians to entertain me and courtiers to bow to me. That's what I deserve." Good heavens, stop, fairy. Will she never be content? Well, if that's what she wants, that's what she'll get. To the old woman, she said, "When you go to bed tonight, turn around 3 times and close your eyes. In the morning, see, see." The old woman hurried to bed. She turned around 3 times, closed her eyes, and in the morning, she was in the palace, with musicians entertained her, courtiers to bow and bow. "This is just what I've always wanted," said the old woman. "I will be very contented now." But she entirely forgot to thank the fairy. Well, the fairy went north, the fairy went south, the fairy went east, and the fairy went west. And she did all the business she had to do. And she began to think, I wonder about the old woman, the one who used to live in the vinegar barn. But when she got to the palace, there sat the old woman on her throne, complaining. Oh, what a pity. What a pity, pity, pity. That I should be queen in such a tiny kingdom. Why, I should be empress of the universe. Empress of the universe, that's what I deserve. I see, said the baron. There's just no pleasing some people. If that's what she wants, that's what she'll not get. To be a woman, she said, you go to bed tonight. Turn around three times and close your eyes. In the morning, see what you shall see. The old woman went right to bed. She turned around three times. She closed her eyes. In the morning, she opened them. And where do you think she was? Yes, you've all read this before. She was right back in the vinegar bottle. And there she shall stay, said the fairy. If she's not content here, she won't be content there. After all, happiness comes from the heart. The end. Now, what does that have to do with our league today, I ask you? Today we read a little bit, the old day, of course, thank you, from the book of Philippians. And as we may recall from a couple of weeks ago, Paul is writing from jail. He's in a Roman jail, and we know a little bit of it from his letter. We know that he's confined in a room and that he's in chains, likely chained to a Roman guard day and night. Paul is in a pretty bad place. His life is on the line. He's writing to people in Philippians and telling them, among other things, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And he tells them that he has learned how to be content with whatever he has. And he gives them the secret. And it's what I think of as the gospel of whatever. You know, the gospel meaning good news. Whatever, not in the sense of whatever, but in the sense of whatever. Whatever you have. And he tells them, to begin with, to think about whatever. And he gives them these words. I have a bookmark here. You can take it with you if you like it. There's some in the back. He said, think about this. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Something the old woman in the vinegar bottle never learned to do. She never learned to look for what's true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, excellence, or worthy of praise. She looked to the things that were going wrong. Now he continued them, and he told them, in any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So I think there's two things going on here. First, Paul, who's chained up in the belly of a Roman prison, is saying that in any place there are things we can be thankful for. We know elsewhere in the letter that Paul looks to his own circumstance and says, I thank God that I got put in prison because now I get to spread the gospel to the jailers. And I never would have had contact with them before. You see, he's chained to them in 8-hour shifts, day and night. So now they're going to be listening to the gospel. And in fact, we know that he had some success. Because later, when Christians would get to England, they would find there the graves of Roman soldiers who had been stationed there. And on their tombstones, the sign of the fish. Showing that Christians had been there already. Roman soldiers who somewhere in their duties had picked up faith in Christ. We don't know if it was one from Paul. We don't know if it was from other soldiers or where they picked it up. But we do know that Paul had this opportunity and he saw it as something wonderful. Because he had the ability, in any and all circumstance, to think about the things that are true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. That kept him from dwelling on the other things, like the bad food, the poor conditions, and the fact that he didn't know if he would live or die. That's part of it. And then the other part. The thing that he says that will keep him going, whether he's well-fed or hungry, in plenty or in need, is that he doesn't rely on his own strength or his own ability. If he did, he'd be in a hopeless situation. Instead, he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He says, I don't have the ability to do this. But because of my relationship with Jesus Christ, I can do this. I can do it not because I'm a great person, a strong character,
but because of him who strengthens me. So for those of us who find ourselves in any and all sorts of circumstances, I don't believe any of us live in a vinegar bottle, but we do in our own ways find ourselves in our own vinegar bottles, all of us, all the time. And if we concentrate on that, then we'll never be content wherever we are. On the other hand, if we think about whatever, and if we concentrate on him who strengthens us, then we will be content wherever we are. Amen. Amen.